This is Carrie Johnsrud, and I'm a jazz vocalist composer. I'm based out of Chicago, but originally from Conrad, Iowa. And my new album that's out is called This Side of Morning. But right now, you're listening to GLT Jazz next.
Here I am standing before you.
So my mother, she was a big band vocalist. And she always had the radio on. I remember it was AM 600. It's a local AM radio station in Conrad, Iowa, where I grew up. And there'd always be jazz or big band music on that station. And so it'd be playing throughout the house. And my siblings who were playing all kinds of music, that's kind of the main influence of what kind of guided me towards being a vocalist and pursuing jazz as a genre or something to kind of look into.
What's to come? What's in store? Evermore.
Growing up and going to high school, the very small high school is called BCLUW. It's five towns culminating into one high school. There, I mean, I did what I could there. I mean, we had a jazz band, we had choir, and so I tried to get involved as much as I could. And then when I went off to college, I went off to the University of Iowa, decided that I didn't want to necessarily major in music, but I still wanted to remain involved. So I got involved with, there was a group called Old Gold Singers. There I did like university choir, Newman Singers, all that kind of stuff that really helped, I think, shape the type of vocalist that I am today, being not so focused on jazz necessarily in college, but having different influences kind of, I think, helped make that decision to go the direction that I did as a vocalist.
Waiting now, not of fear, but of spring to appear, draw us near.
And then when I moved to Chicago, that's really when I was immersed in the jazz culture and got to meet musicians and started hanging out with them and just started to learn a little bit more about the industry. So that's just the very beginning stages of how this career, I guess, started out. That's a little bit about who I am. So this new project that I have, it's actually my second album. It's called This Side of Morning. It's an album of all original vocal material that I wrote alongside my collaborator, Kevin Bales, who is a piano player based out of Atlanta. And so I came up with pretty much all the melodies and the chords and that stuff. And that's what came first to me. And then either I would travel to Atlanta, where Kevin is from, and we would kind of finish out the project or finish out the song. It was kind of a long process to kind of get to the point of actually recording the album and coming up with enough tunes that we felt were good enough to put on an album.
Everything's okay. It's all right, it seems. Everything, sunshine, rainbows, moonbeams, is what you try to believe each and every day.
It was probably about a 4-year process where we just went back and forth, coming up with songs, writing tunes, me going to Atlanta, him coming to Chicago, us collaborating via email, and coming up with a final product of or a good crop of songs that we felt were pretty decent.
Everything, sunshine. No funeral was held today for life that could have been.
There's a little bit of meaning, like specific meaning in each one, but it's kind of a general sentiment of relationships, I suppose, and how there's hope in the future for, you know, things don't go quite the way we want them to. And so there's a little bit of darkness to the song or to the album, but there's also, I think, a ray of hope to everything that we wrote as well.
With the joy that you borrow, you still have tomorrow.
going to tell you now about one of the songs on the album. It's a tune called Your Way. And this is the only song on the album that I wrote entirely lyrics and complete music. And it's basically just kind of come to terms with the fact that I'm in this kind of a crazy industry of music. Nothing is guaranteed. But seeing my other friends that have like 9-to-5 jobs and how solid their lives seem to be, but then realizing, you know, that's not the life I want. I don't want the white picket fence. I don't want to have the traditional, you know, cookie cutter life. I'm doing a profession that I absolutely love and being okay with that and not trying to compare myself to other professions out there that seem to be a little bit more traditional, that's okay to kind of go outside the box and do something a little non-traditional, so to speak. So that's kind of what this song, Your Way, is about.
But hold fast, for dreams may go astray. Just stay the course and you'll find your way.
From Here was the first song that I wrote that came to me. I don't know. It sounds corny. As corny as it sounds, it just kind of came to me. It's about touches on a relationship, past relationship that I had, about somebody who is just kind of not completely available or didn't want themselves to be available to receiving any kind of relationship type of experience. So it's kind of a push and pull type of tune. Go, do you want me? No, I don't want you. Do you want me? No, I don't want you. You know, kind of thing.
Then you came my way as my soul begged to stay with me.
So the song that we're going to feature now is this song called When Morning Dawns. This was the song that Kevin, who's the piano player that I work with, Kevin and I really connected on. And it's a song that is actually featured in an independent film called Thank You a Lot. We had the opportunity to actually perform this song in that film. It's kind of the base of the title of the album, This Side of Morning, was kind of taken from this tune called When Morning Dawns. It's again, another song that was loosely based on my life about a former relationship. It's a song that has grown to be kind of a theme song whenever Kevin and I get together to play it. So thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this and let me talk about my album, This Side of Morning. Once again, I'm Carrie Johnsrud, and I'm from Chicago, and you're listening to GLT Jazz.
Endless wonder as the breaks in my heart heal, losing you to impatience. Search for